This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the NDA's candidate for the upcoming vice presidential election. BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda announced this while addressing the media following BJP Parliamentary Board meeting at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Nadda said that all NDA colleagues have supported the decision.
Sansadiya Board ki baithak mein, jiska netritva Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ki upasthiti mein hua, sabhi pahluon par charcha hui aur और नामों पर विस्तृत रूप से जो पार्टी में एक्सरसाइज हुई थी उन सारे एक्सरसाइज के बारे में डेलिब्रेशन हुआ सुझाव मांगे गए और उसके बाद फिर ये तय हुआ कि हमारे उपराष्ट्रपति के प्रत्याशी के रूप में महाराष्ट्र के राज्यपाल श्री चंद्रपुरम पुन्नास्वामी राधाकृष्णन जी उनको हम एनडीए का प्रत्याशी बनाएंगे और वो एनडीए के प्रत्याशी के रूप में रहेंगे
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज वेलकम्ड द डिसीजन ऑफ द एनडीए इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट मिस्टर मोदी हाइलाइटेड दैट इन हिज लॉन्ग इयर्स इन पब्लिक लाइफ मिस्टर राधाकृष्णन हैज डिस्टिंग्विश्ड हिमसेल्फ थ्रू हिज डेडिकेशन ह्यूमिलिटी एंड इंटेलेक्ट The Prime Minister further expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an inspiring Vice President. The Vice Presidential election will be held on 9th of next month. The Election Commission of India has uploaded the list of 65 lakh voters whose names were removed from the Bihar draft electoral poll published on 1st of August after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise. The list of voters whose names were included in the Bihar voter list till 2025 but are not included in the draft roll have been uploaded on the official website of the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Bihar. In Chhattisgarh, one security personnel was killed and three jawans injured in an IED blast triggered by Maoists in Bijapur district of Bastar division today. The blast occurred in the National Park area when a team of the District Reserve Guard was on an anti-Naxal operation. The injured personnel are stated to be out of danger. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talk on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. Continuous rain in Himachal Pradesh and cloudbursts in Jammu region have increased water levels in the rivers, especially Ravi and Bias in Punjab. Villagers living near these rivers and those in Pathankot, Gurdaspur, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Fazilka and Ferozpur districts are having sleepless nights. More on this from our correspondent.
More than 20 villages in Kapurthala and Hoshiarpur and about 10 villages in border district Pathankot have been affected due to overflowing of rivers. Hundreds of villagers have been brought to shelter homes and standing paddy crop has also been washed away in parts of both Kapurthala and Hoshiarpur. The concerned district administrations have put senior officials on duty for round-the-clock vigil and have appealed to the residents to move to shelter homes. Meanwhile, Punjab's Water Resources Minister Birinder Kumar Goyal has reviewed the prevailing situation and has instructed to ensure swift mitigation measures and safeguard lives of both people and livestock as well as property. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Top European leaders will join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump as pressure mounts for a swift resolution to the ongoing war in Ukraine. The leaders are hoping to reinforce Zelensky's position and ensure that any proposed peace terms do not undermine Ukraine's sovereignty or long-term security. The Indian benchmark indices opened firmly in green today as auto stocks led the rally with Nifty Auto surging 4%. The BSE Sensex surged 1,056 points or 1.31% to 81,654 points, while Nifty 50 jumped 354 points or 1.44% up to 24,985 in the opening trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.